哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
哈利路亚。Peace be to all of you.
今天晚上我们的讲题是福气的源头。
Tonight, the topic of my sermon is the source of blessing.
任何的东西都有它的来源。
Everything in life, there is always a source.
比如说我们喝一杯水，我们会问这个水从哪里来呢？
For example, when we are drinking a cup of water, we will ask ourselves, where does this water come from?
当然水从水龙头来。
And of course, we will say that the water comes from the tap.
水龙头的水从水库来。
And the tap will come from the dam.
那水库的水呢？从天上下雨来的。
And the water in the dam comes from the sky.
同样的，如果我们问为什么有一些人他们好像很有福气。
Sometimes we ask ourselves, why are some people so blessed?
他们好像做什么都很顺。
That whatever they do, things just turn out very well for them.
他们家庭也很快乐。
And they have a very wonderful, great family.
他们家庭也很心中也很平安。
And nothing bad happened to this family.
到底为什么这个人那么有福气？
Why is this person so blessed by God?
我们今天来谈谈到底福气的源头在哪里。
Let us study tonight where is the source of our blessing.
我们请翻看以西结书34章。
Please turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 34.
以西结34章26节。
Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 26.
34章26节。
Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 26.
我必使他们与我山的四围成为府园，我也必叫时雨落下，必有福如甘霖而降。
I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing, and I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing.
这里神答应以色列百姓。
Here, God fulfilled the prayers of the Israelites.
Promised the people.
Promised the people of Israel.
虽然过去你们过得很辛苦。
That even though the past had been a difficult for you.
因为你们远离了我。
Because you have rejected me.
但是当你回转归向我的时候。
But yet when you turn around and come back to me.
我就会赐给你们福气。
Then I will bless you.
还有这里神有一个应许。
And here, there's also God's promise here.
就是神自己要成为他们福气的源头。
That God will be their source of blessing.
刚刚我们讲了，你喝水，饮水思源啊，原来都是从天上来的。
We know that the water that we drink comes from heaven.
但是呢，不单只是物质的东西。
But not only the physical water.
下一页告诉我们，所有的福气其实都是从神来的。
However, we have to understand that all sources of blessing come from God.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Please turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
16节。
Verse 16.
雅各书第一章16节。
James, chapter 1, verse 16.
16节。
Verse 16.
我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。17节。
Verse 17.
各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的享事都是从上头来的。从众光之父那里降下的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Verse 16, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
我们人生啊，一辈子啊，都劳劳碌碌，到底在追求什么？
Let us ask ourselves, all our life, we have labor and toil. What is the final purpose?
大部分人呢，工作是为了赚钱。
The reason why most of us work is because we want to earn money.
那为什么要赚钱？
Why do we need money?
因为要生活啊。
It is because we need to pay our bills.
但是有了生活之后。
But after you've paid all your bills,
那为什么还要继续赚钱？
Why do we still need to earn more money?
因为人希望生活过得快乐一点。
It is because we like to live a life of comfort.
人往往想要从地上的东西，从物质来得到快乐。
Many of us, we tend to derive pleasure and comfort from earthly goods.
那如果是这样对的话，应该每一个发达国家的人，每一个都很快乐。
If this is the logic, then most people who live in the developed countries, they should be happy.
因为比起非洲啊，我们每一个人都比他们有钱很多。
Because most of us, we are considered very wealthy when we compare to the Africans.
但是，事实上却没有这样。
But in reality, that is not so.
很多人在这些国家，发达的国家也不快乐。
Because most people who are living in this developed world, they are not very happy.
因为他们搞错了。
Because they have already reversed their priorities.
他们以为好的东西、美好的东西都在地上可以找得到。
Because they thought that all good things come from the earthly goods.
所以这里十六节就说：“亲爱的弟兄，不要看错了。”
Therefore, in verse 16, Elder James said, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren."
没有错，你在地上可以找到物质，还要找到生活的物质的需要。
Of course, in this world, we can find many things, and we can earn money to sustain our life.
但是你要找到美善的，就是美好的东西，更要全备的，就是没有缺乏的礼物，你要从上面找。
However, if we are searching for good gifts and other perfect gifts, then you cannot find it in this world.
就从上面来找 ，from above.
Because all these come from above.
所以我们一定要从福气的来源去找。
Therefore, we have to look for the source of our good gifts.
好，到底什么叫福气
？And what is the definition of blessing?
有人说很多钱就很多福气。
Some people said blessing comes when you have a lot of money in the bank.
所以发财，发财是很多人的梦想。
Therefore, many people they aspire to be wealthy.
每个礼拜去买乐透649。
And many people they will religiously buy the 649 every week.
整天想发财。
Because all that is going on in their mind is to get rich.
发了财就有福气吗
？Is it really true that to be rich is everything?
有一些人没钱没事，有钱了夫妻就离婚了。
And most people, when they are rich, then they get a divorce.
有一些人钱家庭钱多了，孩子啊在争产。
And in a family, when they have a lot of money, the children start to squabble.
有一些人钱多了，但是烦恼也更多。
In some families, when they have a lot of money, then there are also more headaches.
所以真正的福气不在乎钱的多少。
True blessing is not about how much money one has.
有人说长寿就是福气。
Some people said longevity is a form of blessing.
当然，如果你能够很长寿又很健康，是个福气。
And of course, it is true that if you are healthy and you have a long life, then that's part of blessing.
但是如果你很长寿，最后几十年都不能下床，头脑不清醒，那活着也是折磨啊。
However, if you live to you are very old, but yet you can't get out of bed and you can't even take care of yourself, do you think this is a blessing?
啊，所以很多东西在世界上看来是福气的，其实都有它的反面。
And of course, in everything there is another side of the coin to blessings.
但是真正完美的福气是什么
？What is actually true blessing?
最大的福气
，and the greatest blessing
的救恩
is God's salvation.
我们看第十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
他按自己的旨意用真道生我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像初熟的果子。
Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
原来真正的福气啊，就是我们能够被神用真道生了我们啊。
The truest kind of blessing is that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
Born of the truth.
That is, we can be born forth by the word of truth.
我们有了救恩。
Once we are saved.
好，那我们再看回来啊。今天我们就集中来看以西结34章26节以下的有几种的福气。
Let's study in greater detail what are the blessings in Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 26 onwards.
以西结34章26节，刚刚我们所讲的，这里说神的福气呢，好像时雨落下。
It says here that the blessings of God is like the showers of blessings.
我们是下一页了，已经啊，时雨落下，还有呢，有福气，好像甘霖一样。
And it is also like the showers that come in their season.
哦，什么叫时雨呢
？What is showers that come down in their season?
就是该下雨的时候下雨，需要的时候下雨，这叫时雨。
And it means that it will rain when it is the right season to have rainfall.
我们看利未记的26章。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus, chapter 26.
第五节。
Verse 1.
26章的第五节。
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 5.
利未记二十六章的第五节。第四节，第四节啊。
26 verse 4.
第四节，我就给你们降下时雨，叫地生出土产，田野的树木结果子。
Then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit.
我们加拿大也是很依赖农业的生产。
We know that Canada is a agricultural country.
我们知道我们要吃的饭通通都是农妇种的。
We know that the rice that we eat, they are grown by the farmers.
那如果天不下雨，没有食物了。
If there is a drought, then the crops will not be able to grow.
所以，一个蒙福的人，就是他在需要的时候会得到神的帮助。
A blessed person will receive help in time of his or her needs.
我们这已经下一页了啊，所以呢，我们随时得到神的帮助，这叫时雨。
And God will become our ever-present help when we are in trouble.
虽然我们不是种田的。
Even though we are all not farmers.
我在非洲的时候看到很多弟兄姐妹，他们都在种田的。
Many of our fellow brothers and sisters in Africa are farmers.
那些田呢，都是家庭式的，没有什么灌溉系统，没有什么自动洒水，都是要靠下雨。
And we see that the farm that they manage, they are all very intensive and family managed, and there's no irrigation system in place.
所以呢，每年这个耕种的季节呢，他们就开始等了。
Therefore, on the day of harvest or the planting, they have to wait for the rain.
不下雨，地都硬了，没有办法去开垦。
Because after they have planted the seeds, they are waiting for the rain to fall on their crops.
Plow the land.
To flower.
开垦。那没有下雨呢？这个农作物长不起来。
And when there is drought, then their crops will not ripen.
所以那些弟兄姐妹啊，常常都祷告啊，哎呀，希望啊，这个雨水啊，下得及时一点。
Therefore, all our brothers and sisters there will pray that God will send down rain according to its season.
我们看到下雨都会说，哎呀，今天天气又不好，又不能出去玩。农夫看到下雨就感谢主，今天有感谢天，有下雨。
For us in Vancouver, sometimes we'll curse, we'll be upset when it rains, but in Africa, that's another story.
同样的，我们今天生活啊，有时候会遇到一些困难。
Sometimes in our life today, we might encounter difficulties.
我们都需要有一些及时的帮助。
Sometimes we need this kind of help when we are in dire need.
我们看诗篇四十六篇的第一节。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 41.
四十六篇第一节。
Chapter 46, verse 1.
诗篇四十六篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 46, verse 1.
诗篇四十六篇的一节。
Psalm chapter 46, verse 1.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
这句话我们要记得，神是福气的来源，是你需要下雨的时候帮助你的对象。
And this is a verse that we must memorize, that God indeed is the source of our strength, and He will be there for us when we are in trouble.
曾经有一个弟兄啊。
There is a brother.
他搬到一个新的地方。
He immigrated to a new country.
哇，去找一开始找不到工作。
In the beginning, he was jobless.
什么都很不顺利。
And nothing went right for him.
生活真的很贫穷。
And he was running out of money very soon.
还要借钱生活。
And then he needed to borrow money to sustain his life.
做一些很苦的工作。
And the jobs that he can find are those that is very difficult.
到最后啊，还熬出了肝病来。
And in the end, he got liver disease.
不能上班。
Because of that, he can't work anymore.
哇，他的信心很软弱。
His this actually affected his faith.
但是他的太太很有信心。
However, thank God that his wife was full of faith.
他告诉他先生。
And she told her husband.
神是我们随时的帮助。
That God is our present, very present help in trouble.
只要我们还活着，神不会让我们饿死。
As long as we are still breathing, we will not starve to death.
你还要养病，我帮你祷告。
As long as you work hard, then I will pray for you.
你自己也要祷告。
But you yourself, you must also pray.
我去上班，我去找一些零工，我去找一些 工作来工来。
I will try to look for the temporary job and then you rest at home.
这样那位弟兄在家里养病了几年。
And this allow her husband to recuperate at home for a few years.
每天在家里祷告。
And he took this time to pray every day.
他觉得没有神的帮助，他走不下去。
And he could really experience that without God, he is totally dead.
结果神给他开路。
And thank God that one day God opened up a way for him.
他的病一天一天好起来。
His liver disease slowly improved.
后来他的这朋友找他。
And then one day, a group of his friends came by.
要不要我们合作？那开一个超级市场。
And they asked him if he'd like to join in their business venture.
他说我都没有钱，怎么开？
And then he told them that he did not have any money to invest in this venture.
他太太跟他说，没关系，我们找亲戚，看有没有借我们一些资本。
And then his wife said that we will just borrow some money from our relatives, and maybe they could help us.
就这样子开了第一间超市。
And that was how he invested in the first supermarket.
神很祝福他。
We can see that today God indeed blessed him.
就是这样赚了第一桶金。
And when he received his first paycheck,
脱离贫穷。
He was able to come out of poverty.
生活得到很大的改善。
And his lifestyle totally changed.
我们真教会很多这种见证。
And there are so many other testimonies like this in our church.
在最穷困、没有出路的时候、没有生活的时候
，when we these members when they are so stuck, when they are having no money,
神给他开路
，and God appeared and opened up a way for them.
所以这种时雨啊，神一定会给我们。
Therefore, this rain in season, God will surely pour down upon us.
下一页。但是更重要的，这个时雨啊，是代表属灵上的滋润。
This seasonal rain refer to the Holy Spirit.
我们不能只是说哦，领受神属灵的恩典，然后就忘记神。
We cannot just ignore God after He has blessed us with all these spiritual blessings.
我们更需要神圣灵滋润我们的心田。
All the more we need His Holy Spirit to nourish us.
因为我们的心呢，很硬的。
Because sometimes our hearts are so hard,
很干的
so dry.
我们看诗篇的六十五篇。
Please turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 65.
第九节。
Verse 9.
诗篇六十五篇的第九节。
Psalms chapter 65, verse 9.
六十五篇九节。
Psalms 65, verse 9.
你眷顾地，降下透雨，使地大的肥美，神的河满了水。你将浇灌了地。好叫人预备五谷，第十节。
Verse 10.
你浇透地的犁耕，犁沟润平泥脊，降甘霖使地软和，其中发展的都蒙你赐福。这里告诉我们神怎么样来滋润一个大地。
Here it tells us how God water a big vast land.
这个人的心呢，有时候就好像上面那个图一样，那个地干到龟裂了。
Our heart can be a metaphor for this dry piece of land.
最近有一个新闻。
There is a news recently.
这是这个新冠肺炎的疫情之下，很多人比平常还更多，就是那啃药，就是烂药死掉了。
During this pandemic, there are many opiate deaths.
很多人的 drug addicts 啊。
They drive from overdose from opiates.
那为什么呢？为什么会那么多人最近啃药死掉呢
？Why are there so many people dying from opiate overdose？
因为啊，整天关在家里很无聊。
It is because they were so bored, stuck at home.
很多人需要喝酒。
And a lot of them resort to drinking.
很多人需要抽大麻。
And many of them take marijuana.
酒跟大麻没有办法满足了啊，不够刺激了，再用更厉害的毒品。
When alcohol and marijuana can't satisfy them,
那心中很寂寞，因为现在大家都不能一起抽毒品了，自己在家里自己打，结果越打越多。
Then they will resort to harder drugs, and they will try to inject like other kinds of opiates, like heroin.
那又从政府拿到每个月2000块，不用工作都拿到2000块，又可以去买毒品。
And they are also able to receive the 2,000 monthly subsidy from the government, and that will just help them in this bad habit.
新闻说那些打毒品的那些瘾君子啊，因为很怕在一起打毒会互相传染会死掉，所以自己在家里自己打，结果打太多了自己也死掉。
Because there was no oversight, so many of these drug users they inject and take drugs by themselves at home without other people looking out for them.
真的很可怜。
This is so sad.
孤孤单单的这样就死掉了。
And they're just die by themselves, lonely at home.
为什么那些钱不是去买食物呢？
Why didn't they spend the $2,000 to buy some food?
因为心中很空虚。
Because they feel so empty in their hearts.
这个时候我们需要圣灵的滋润。
And this is a time when we receive the nurturing of the Holy Spirit.
需要认识神啊，你的心啊，才能够得到满足。
Only when we know God, then can we feel this satisfaction.
所以说，神的河的水就是预表圣灵。
The river of God here is a word picture for the Holy Spirit.
只有圣灵能够真正的滋润人的内心，得到满足。
Because only the Holy Spirit can enrich and fill us with contentment.
我们看以赛亚44:3.
Please turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 44 verse 3.
以赛亚44:3.
Isaiah chapter 44 verse 3.
44:3.
Verse 3.
因为我要将水浇灌口渴的人。将河浇灌干旱之地，我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，使我的福浇灌你的子孙。
For I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring.
这里圣经把新的田地形容是一个很干旱的田地。
Here the Isaiah refers use a metaphor of a empty heart as dry ground.
是的，新冠肺炎之下，很多人的心很空虚。
We know that during this pandemic, many people are feeling so empty and lonely.
按照新闻的报道，现在的人每天都好像周末一样的时间。
According
以前是周末才有周末，现在是天天周末，天都在家里。
According to the research, it says that many people they lost track of time during this lockdown.
很晚吃晚餐，很晚睡觉，然后很晚吃早餐。
And they will just sleep late, they will wake up late, and they will have a late breakfast.
没什么事做，整天在刷手机、刷剧，然后再打电动。
They have nothing else to do but to look at their mobile devices and then playing video games.
打到最后，睡觉的时候睡不着，白天起不来。
And when night comes, they are not able to sleep, and then when they wake up, it's already daytime.
看得多啊，都烦，心中都会烦。
And sometimes they get really frustrated.
所以真正的福气是来源是哪里呢？
Where is the source of our true blessing?
是神啊。
It is from God.
就是说，我要将我的灵浇灌你的后代。
And it says here that I will pour my spirit on your descendants.
我的福就会浇灌你的子孙啊。
And my blessings shall be poured upon your offspring.
所以下一页告诉我们，雨水就是代表圣灵的浇灌。
Here it says that rain represents the downpour of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道真教会有圣灵的同在。
We know that the true church has the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
跟一般的教会是不一样的。
And we are completely, totally different from other churches.
在属灵的真教会，每一个人都可以求圣灵。
In a spiritual church, we all can receive the Holy Spirit.
得到那个圣灵的时候，会说出灵言。
Because once we receive the Holy Spirit, we are able to speak in tongues.
那你在家里祷告也好，在教会祷告也好，被圣灵充满。
And it is fine for you to pray at home if you need to, or you can also pray in the church.
你就会发觉啊，你的生命充满一种生命力。
And once you receive the Holy Spirit, you feel that there is this vitality in your life.
我们知道一个干旱的地方啊，长不出什么好东西。
Because we know that in a dry land, nothing will be able to grow.
干的地方只有杂草，还有荆棘、蒺藜会长出来。
A dry place, only the thorns and thistles and weeds will grow.
所以人的心如果很干的话，都是那种不好的情绪、不好的个性会出来。
Because we know when a person is feeling very frustrated, all their negative emotions will start to appear.
但是我们要被神的雨水滋润跟浇灌。
But for us, we have to pray that the Holy Spirit of God will nourish our hearts.
最近大家的时间那么多，应该在家里好好祷告。
Since we have so much free time these past three months, it is good for us to spend more time on our knees.
教会也推行每天晚上10:00，全家一起祷告。
We know that your church has this campaign to have a 10 p.m. prayer every night.
为你自己，为家庭，为教会。
And we need to use this opportunity to pray for our families and for our church.
你每一次祷告被圣灵充满，就好像被浇水一样。
Because every time when we pray and we are filled by the Holy Spirit, it's like we're being nourished.
你走过不同的人的家里，那个草地啊，长得都不一样。
As we walk on our streets, we see the the difference, we can see the differences in the lawn situation of our neighbors.
常常浇水的，一定是绿油油、密密的那个草。
When the particular lawn looks so green and healthy, we know that this owner has been watering their lawn very often.
不浇水的，到最后草都黄黄的，是死的。
And when the owner neglected watering their lawn regularly, it's all turning brown.
弟兄姐妹，你在家里有没有被圣灵浇灌？
What about ourselves? Are we always being nourished by the Holy Spirit?
尤其是现在我们来教会的时间那么短。
And especially now, we are only able to spend such a short period of time in church every week.
一个礼拜才被分配到来一堂，哇，大家很有心啊！今天晚上礼拜五那么累那么忙，还是抽时间来。
Every week,
精神可嘉。
Every week, we are only allowed to spend an hour for service.
所以我们这家家里真的要把握时间祷告。
Therefore, we should seize every opportunity while we are staying at home to pray.
那如果你能够来教会聚会了，提早半个钟头来，在会堂祷告，感觉不一样。
And if you are able to come to church, then hopefully you will be able to come 30 minutes early to pray.
真的有时候你做一个很好的祷告，很深入的祷告之后，真的心中好像被浇灌过一样。
Because when we can really go deeper into our prayer life, you can really feel how exhilarating it is.
好，再来下一页，那个雨水代表着什么？
And next, spiritually, what does the rain represent?
代表着神的话语。
It represents the word of God.
我们看《生命记》的32章第2节。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 2.
生命记32章的第2节。
Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 2.
我们从第一节开始，32章第1节。
Let's read from verse 1.
诸天啊，侧耳，我要说话，愿地也听我口中的言语。第2节。Verse
2.
我的教训要淋漓如雨，我的言语要 地落如露，如细雨降在嫩草上，如甘霖降在菜蔬中。
Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass.
这里说啊，雨水啊，也可以代表着神的话语，很细细的来滋润了我们的心。
We know that the raindrops represent the word of God tenderly dropping upon our hearts.
我们知道那个植物被滋润呢，有时候往下雨下很大。Because
we know that after a heavy shower, all the crops and the plants.
但是有时候呢，没有虽然没有下雨哦，但是每早晨都有些露水也会凝固在这个植物上面。Will
flourish, and we see that every morning we can see the dew drops. On the leaves.
有时候呢，那个雨下得很细，好像雾一样。那其实它是有水汽啊。Even
though in the morning sometimes we see fog or dew, but actually it contains water.
我还记得去东非康雅的时候，每次经过一个高原的地方。
I remember when I was in East Africa, when I was in the hilly regions.
啊，英国人呢，在那边呢，种了几千公顷的这个茶园。
We know that the British, they plant many tea plantations on the higher hills.
一定要在高海拔高的地方才长得好。Because
we know that tea plantation must be built on a higher ground.
那是雾气啊，露水啊，哇，滋润那个茶树，所以长得特别好。On
a higher altitude is where they will get the dew and the water source.
今天我们也是一样。And
this is the same for us today.
如果你想得到神的祝福。
If you want to be blessed by God,
你要常常被神的话语滋润。
We must always be nourished by the word of God.
神的话语有时候哦，好像很大，下雨下很大，提醒你。
Sometimes the word of God can come in a heavy downpour to warn you.
有时候呢，借着一句话啊，圣经里面的一句话，或者是一首赞美诗的一句话，也打开你的心。
But sometimes God's word can come in the form of a raindrops in the form of when you are singing hymns.
我们看下一页，诗篇72篇的第6节。
Let's turn next to Psalms chapter 72, verse 6.
诗篇72篇的第6节。
Psalms chapter 72, verse 6.
他必降临，像雨降在一个的草地上，如甘霖滋润田地。
He shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth.
哇，这用一个很漂亮的图啊。
This is a very beautiful picture word.
我很喜欢看到别人的草刚刚割好之后呢，要浇水或者下雨啊，那个草短短的。 然后有很多露水，很多雨水在上面，特别绿，特别好看。
I really enjoy looking at a freshly cut lawn when it's freshly cut, and after the rain falls, or every morning, I could see the dew drops on the blades of the grass.
如果那个草没割啊，那头发很长，最近不是很多人都没剪头发嘛，哦，好像搞得乱草一样。那如果草很长，有露水在上面也不好看。
Because we know that the uncut grasses, they're very messy, and it doesn't look nice, even if the dew were to fall on them.
就是说，神要降临，像雨降在已经割过的草地上面。
It says that God's word will come down like rain upon the grass just after they were mowed.
什么叫做已割的草地？
What is the grass before mowing?
就是你的心愿意被修整。
That is, your heart is willing to be corrected by God.
愿意被神来调整你的内心。
To be adjusted by God.
比如说我们来听道理，就是被修剪了。
For example, when we are listening to God's word, it's like being corrected and being reminded by God.
再加上雨水。
Plus, when there's showers,
就很健康了。
Then our heart will be very healthy.
所以其实神的福气的源头就是他的灵，就是他的话，两样都不能离开。
For the source of God's blessings are His Holy Spirit and His Word.
So, why?
They are indispensable.
我们要常常来亲近神。
Therefore, we have to learn to draw near to God.
我们就是被浇灌、被滋润、被割。
That will become the grass that's just being mowed, that's just being showered upon.
但是我们不单只要从神那边领到福气。
But not only should we pursue the blessings of God.
我们第二步的更重要的，也要使我们自己成为别人福气的来源。
Secondly, we have to be a channel of blessings to others.
我们看回来刚刚以西结书三十四章里面所写。
Let's come back to Ezekiel chapter 34.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
以西结三十四章二十六节。
Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 26.
这里说，神说，我必使他们呢与我山的视为成为福气或者福源。
Here it says, I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing.
神不是只是说我自己是福气啊，我给你们福气啊。
God did not say, I'm the source and the giver of all blessings.
我要使他们成为别人的福气。
Here it says that God said that I will make you a blessing to others.
这个就是我们比较少求的。
And this is something that we rarely pray for.
我们常常向神求给我更多福气。
Most of us, we only pray for blessings.
但是我们很少求让我成为别人的福气。
But rarely do we pray that God will make us to become blessings for others.
这两个祷告有点不一样。
So this is totally a different prayer.
第一个祷告有点自私，就是只是说哇，给我啊，给我啊。
The first kind of prayer is a little bit selfish. It's like a give me, give me.
每天开口都是求神给你东西。
Every time we open our mouth, it's only give me this, give me that.
神有时候听了也挺烦的，连开口也没有别的，为什么只求自己的？
And sometimes we can just imagine how annoyed God will be.
但是如果你求第二个，这神更喜欢。
However, we'll bring a smile to God's face if we focus on the second type of prayer.
神啊，你让我成为别人的福气。
He says, God, please make me a channel of blessing to others.
因为这样就合乎神的心意。
Because this is indeed pleasing to God.
神要祝福别人，但是要透过你，你自己不是就先得到福气了吗？
Because in order for God to bless others, sometimes He will use you as a conduit.
我们看有一个人，他自己也成为别人得福气的源头。
Let us study a character who was a blessing to others.
我们看创世纪的十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
创世纪十二章的第一节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
十二章第一节。
Verse 1.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所指示你的地去。”第二节。
Verse 2.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福啊！这里是神告诉亚伯兰的事。
These are the words of God to Abraham.
第一，你要得到我的祝福。
First of all, Abraham will receive God's blessing.
但是当你得到我祝福之后，你要叫别人因为你而得福。
However, after he has blessed Abraham is supposed to bless others.
哇，这个就是一个属灵的成长。
And this is what is meant by spiritual maturity.
弟兄姐妹，想想我们信主那么久啊，有没有别人因为我 得到福气呢？
Let us ask ourselves, since we have been believers of God for so long, have we become a blessing to others?
那怎么样才让别人得到福气？
How do we bring blessings to others?
我们看回来以西结书。
Let's come back to Ezekiel.
34:27。
Chapter 34.
34:27。
Verse 27.
田野的树必结果子，也必有出产，他们必在故土安然居住。所以第一个让别人蒙福的，就是一定要结果子。
Before you can be a blessing to others, you first of all must be fruitful.
看看这个葡萄啊，是不是很漂亮？
Can you just look how beautiful, how juicy the grapes look?
葡萄树的存在就是为了要结葡萄啊，不是为了要叶子好看的。
The purpose of the vine is to bear fruits.
种了那么多葡萄藤，那么多叶子，要浇水，要施肥，就是为了要拿它的葡萄啊。
The reason for the vine is not for aesthetic purposes, but is to bear fruit and allow others to eat them.
为什么主耶稣拣选我们当他的门徒？
Why did our Lord Jesus choose us to be His disciples?
不是让我们穿得很漂亮，每个礼拜来守个安息日，穿得好看的这样子而已。
It is not that we can beautify ourselves and come to church every week and to show others how great we look.
为什么神要祝福我们？
Why does God want to bless us?
就是让我们要去结果子啊。
In order that we will be able to bear fruit.
所以如果你要让别人得到你的福气，
In order for others to be blessed through you.
得到神的福气，
In order for them to be blessed by God's blessings.
你要结出果子来。
We have to bear fruits.
我们讲一个例子，就是圣经里面的约瑟。
For example, let us study this character Joseph.
他的一生啊，真的是为别人带来福气。
All his life, we can see that he's always bringing blessings to others.
他小时候很乖。
He was a very compliant child.
他的哥哥很坏，不忠心，但是呢，约瑟就是很忠心的帮助爸爸。
His brothers were not very nice, but Joseph was a very good child.
后来他被哥哥出卖了。
And later on, we see that his brothers betrayed him and sold him.
哎呀，他也很可怜。
He led a very sad life.
但是神安排他的人生一步一步的。
But we know that God was in control of his life.
他去到哪里都结果子。
Wherever he was, he continued to bear fruit.
结什么果子？
What kind of fruit did he bear?
第一，结出敬畏神的果子。
The first fruit that he bear was a heart of fearing God.
就算他被卖到那个波提法的家里，
even though he was sold to the house of Potiphar,
但是他很敬畏神。
But yet he still feared God.
除了把工作做好，
not only was he a faithful employee to Potiphar,
他心中还是很敬畏神。
In his heart, deep in his heart, he also feared God.
当他的祖母来引诱他的时候，
when Mrs. Potiphar seduced him,
他拒绝试探。
He declined her temptation and ran away. And he was able to bear the fruit of strength and integrity.
他又被下到监牢了，被陷害了。
But later on, sadly, we see that he was thrown into prison.
但是神也祝福他。
But even in prison, we see that God blessed him.
做什么事情都很顺利。
Whatever he did, God brought success.
其实我们去上班就是希望这样嘛，对不对？哪一个老板请到我了，我做什么事都很顺利。
And this, as an employee, this is our dream, is that whatever we do for a boss, everything will go very smoothly.
因为你在那边工作，神祝福你老板。
It is because you are working there, God wants to bless your boss through you.
这种就是一种果子。
And this is part of a bearing fruit for God.
但是这种果子呢，是从敬畏神而引申出来的。
But this kind of a spiritual fruit is because of your devotedness to God.
敬畏神的 fear God 啊。
Is because of your fear toward God.
如果一个人没有敬畏神，能力再强也没有用，神不会跟他同在。
Even though you work so hard, but you do not fear God, then you will not do well in your work.
但是约瑟一辈子敬畏神。
But yet Joseph feared God all of his life.
后来他成为宰相了。
And when he became the prime minister,
救了埃及多少人？
You can see how many lives he saved.
还有救了他的家族 雅各十二个儿子，几七十个人，通通来到埃及被他养活。
And he was also able to save the life of his entire family, Jacob and his 11 sons. They all came to Egypt.
每次我在读约瑟的故事的时候，我觉得这个人呢，真的是成为别人的福气。
Every time when I read the story of Joseph, he continued to inspire me how great this person is.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们当个基督徒啊，不是关在家里听道理，整天听听讲道啊，然后一个礼拜来教会一下子就是个基督徒，不是这样的。我们要把这个福气带给别人。
As a Christian, to be a true Christian is not locking yourself up at home and listening to many sermons, and that's not enough.
重点是结果子啊。
The most important thing we have to ask ourselves if we are fruitful.
啊，这个图多漂亮。
You see how beautiful this picture is?
圣灵的果子，加拉太书里面第五章所讲的。
And it's recorded in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
有没有结这些果子？
Have we bear all these fruits?
忍耐、喜乐、和平。
Love, joy, peace, patience.
忍耐、恩慈、信实。
Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness.
温柔、节制。
And self-control.
如果有一天你先生告诉你啊，如果当姐妹啊，如果你先生告诉你
，If you are sister and one day your husband were to tell you this.
娶到你是我人生最大的福气，那你就成功了，作为一个太太。
And if your husband say to you, you are the best thing that ever happened to me, then that means you are a great wife.
做弟兄的，如果有一天你太太也眼睛看着你，眼睛有点湿湿的看着说，老公，嫁给你是我人生最好的福气，那你也是 你也是带来福气给别人的。
And if one day your a wife look at you and says you are the best thing that ever happened to me.
Best.Blessing 啊
，You are the best blessing that God has given to me.
啊，但是有时候啊，我们没有被别人带来福气啊，会被人家带替人家带来烦恼。
But a lot of times we do not bring blessings to others. Instead, we bring a lot of headaches to others.
其实我们自己做的不好。
It is because we truly fall short as a Christian.
我们不要再只求神祝福你了。
Therefore, stop asking for God to give you blessing.
你求神让你成灵性长大，成为别人的福气，神就自然祝福你。
Instead, ask God and pray to God to ask you to be blessings to others.
好，再来，怎么让别人得到福气呢
？How do we allow others to receive blessings?
我们看回来以西结书三十四章。
Please turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34.
二十七节
Verse 27.
下半句。
The last part.
他们必在故土安然居住。
They shall be safe in their land.
原来呀，让别人得到福气的意思呢，也可以说你让别人可以很安然的、很心安的住在那边呢。
That means if we bring blessings to others, we allow them to have this sense of safety or security.
你再直接读那个 title 就好了哈。
Oh, sorry. When you are able to bring safety to them, it's like living in
peaceable
to bring peace to others.
我们要给人家带来福气，就是要自己要 live in peace， 也要 bring peace， 也要给别人带来平安。
In order to bring blessings to others, we must learn to live peacefully with others and to also bring peace to others.
这个很重要哦。
This is very important.
一个人如果没有办法生活在一种平安的感觉啊，就算他住在大的豪宅啊，很多的这个美食啊，他也不会平安。
This is a very important this piece because it doesn't matter if you live in a mansion and you have a lot of good food to eat, but if they have no peace, then everything will just come to nothing.
我们看诗篇的第四篇。
Please turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 24.
第四篇。
Psalms chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse
8. 四篇第四篇第八节。
Psalms chapter 4, verse 8.
我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你，耶和华，是我安然居住啊。
I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
你看，这个就是福气啊。
And this is what is meant.
晚上回到家，一躺下去睡得着。
That means when your head hit the pillow, you're able to sleep.
有没有人我们回到家躺下去一二三，砰就睡着了
？Are we able to sleep at the count of 1, 2, 3?
有时候我们翻来翻去，起来下来都睡不着。
Sometimes we have to toss and turn. We have to get up from our bed, and then we still can't fall asleep.
那为什么这样呢
？Why is this happening?
因为有时候烦恼很多。
It is because we are too anxious.
啊，白天生活太紧张了。
Because we are very stressed in the daytime.
有时候呢，还会烦恼明天的事怎么办。
And sometimes we worry about tomorrow.
所以啊，真正的福气啊，就是一躺下去，哎，可以好好睡觉。
If a true blessing is when we can sleep, we can fall asleep very easily.
这是神的祝福。
And this is a part of God's blessing.
那我们怎么给人带来祝福呢？
How do we become a blessing to others?
有时候你身边的人睡不着。
And sometimes when the person next to us can't fall asleep.
你的孩子睡不着。
And your children can't fall asleep.
或是你家里的人心中有烦恼。
Or the people in your family are very anxious.
那你要成为他福气的来源。
You must become the source of their blessing.
你好好去跟他聊聊天。
You need to communicate with them.
开解开解他们一下。
To see if they need any encouragement.
我们知道人啊，如果常常自己一个人哦，没有跟别人讲话呢，这是会闷出病来的。
Because sometimes if we are a loner, you may fall sick.
没有讲话的对象。
Because you are so lonely, there's no one to whom you can talk to.
所以这个。新冠肺炎呢，让很多人的心理啊，其实压抑很大。
We know that during this pandemic, there's this the anxiety levels of people are increasing.
因为大家都很怕得病啊，大家都把自己关起来。
Because the people are so afraid to get infected, so they coop themselves up at home.
没有跟人家接触。
They refuse to interact with others.
结果里面生病了，身体没生病，肺没有生病，精神生病。
They have no problem with their liver, they have no problem with their lungs, but they have problems in their emotions.
但是如果在这个时候啊，身边的人呢，能够给他鼓励。
However, at this moment, if there are people in their family who can be a encouragement to them,
给他问候
and to ask them how they're doing,
给他加油，给他聆听
and to put out a concern.
这样子呢，他的心就安稳了。
To show words of concern, then they will be greatly comforted.
啊，心中能够安稳啊，就能够得到真正睡得着，能够平安啊。
And when they are comforted, then their anxieties will subside, and they are able to fall asleep again.
以赛亚书五十章的第四节。
Let's next turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verse 4.
以赛亚五十章的第四节。
Isaiah chapter 50. Verse
4. 第四节，主耶和华是我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎么用言语扶住疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
这里说完，能够安慰人啊，不是得天生就会，要学的。
To know how to encourage others is not you are not born with it. You need to learn.
所谓的学就是受教，就是被训练的。
You need to be taught.
有时候我们不会安慰人。
You need to be taught and you need to be trained. Sometimes most people don't know how to comfort others.
你身边的人想要你安慰一下，跟你抱怨一下，你说：“哎呀，你不要烦恼了，想那么多干什么？”我一句就爬回去了，不用讲了啊，算了，不跟你讲。
And sometimes when someone in our family like to pour out their problems to us, we get annoyed and says and walk away.
啊，你想太多了，睡觉睡觉，不要想。
And then all we say is, you think too much.
没有顾及对方的感受，没有办法了解对方的这个烦恼在哪里。
We have not learned the art of listening.
啊，这里说要学习的。
So. To be able to listen is something that we have to learn and to be trained.
如果我们都能够聆听身边的人，那向神、向圣经来学怎么去安慰人，我们就能够成为别人的福气了。
Because if we are a good listener, this is also God's blessing that we can give to others.
有个弟兄啊，有一天去到公司里面接到老板的大信封，给他裁员了。
A brother arrived at the office and saw the pink slip. He had been laid off by his boss.
这个老公啊，垂头丧气就回到家。
And this brother, he was so sad, and he went home.
哎，太太看到他，怎么了？今天怎么那么早回来
？And his wife was puzzled, wondering why her husband was so early.
他中午啊，怎么那么早下班呢
？Came home so early.
哎呀，那个弟兄啊，头都抬不起来，这个丈夫头都抬不起来，很沮丧。
And this brother, he was so embarrassed.
哎，他说，工作没有了。
And he told his wife that I'm unemployed. I've lost my job.
哎呀，不晓得怎么办。
Now I don't know what to do.
哦，这个时候太太也很紧张啊。
And at that time, his wife was so worried too.
太太是家庭主妇，没有在外面上班，就是靠丈夫一份薪水。
His wife was a homemaker, so she's not bringing any money except the husband.
但是这个太太很有智慧。
But yet this wife was full of wisdom.
她知道这个时候不能再给我的先生压力。
She knew that at this time she should not add more stress to her husband.
所以她说，先生坐下来，来，老公坐下来，我泡个茶给你喝，先吃午饭。
The first thing she did was to ask her husband to sit down, and she made him a cup of tea and asked him if he would like to eat something.
那好像都没有事这样子。
To her, it seems like nothing happened.
那个先生就说了，你不担心吗？没工作了。
And then her husband asked her, "Aren't you worried that I'm unemployed?"
那太太就说了。
And then she opened up her mouth.
哎呀，担心也没有用。
It's no use to worry.
但是我们相信呢，神过去都带领我们那么多不同的考验。
But we know how God has led us in the past and have trained us.
这一次呢，也会继续带领我们的。
And this time we have to have the faith that God will continue to guide us.
来，吃饭吧，吃饭吧。
And let us just continue with our meal.
那个先生听了也是说的有道理。
And when her husband heard her words, he felt that it made good sense.
他的心呢就安稳下来。
His heart was greatly comforted, and he started to calm down.
后来呢，晚上呢，他们就一起祷告。
And in the evening, they both prayed together.
求神带领前面的路怎么走，主耶稣安排了。
And they prayed that God will guide them in their future journey.
这个很奇妙，隔一天，老板打电话回他。
Amazingly and miraculously, his boss called him the next day.
你还是回来好了，我们吵别人，不吵你，你回来。
And his boss told him, we laid off the wrong person. So please come back to work tomorrow.
所以无论其实发生什么事情，都有神的带领。
Therefore, no matter what happened, everything is in God's control.
但是有智慧的人呢，就会让你身边的人感觉很安稳。
A wise person will allow the next person to feel very calm.
没有智慧的人呢，就会让别人更烦躁。
A foolish person will just cause another person to feel very frustrated.
所以啊，这个福气啊，可以说福气的，成为别人的福气，你要让人家可以安然居住啊。
Therefore, in order to be a blessing to others, we should bring peace to others.
神让我们安然居住，我们也要让别人安然居住。
God has become our peace. Let us be peace to others.
好，今天讲不完的时间的关系，我们
because of time, I have to stop my sermon.
我们唱诗324首。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn number 324.
324首。
324.